with access to the recording may view.
All right.
Do
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. And will you please read, Angela, your part?
Yes. Welcome to our virtual meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by calling the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you're able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand would take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will let you know when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Angela. Will you please call the roll?
Yes. Commissioner Ramey.
Present.
Commissioner Kleba.
Present.
Commissioner Esparza.
Present.
And Commissioner Wright. You have quorum.
Okay, thank you very much. In a virtual meeting like this, it is extremely important that we follow Robert's rules of order. Therefore, do not speak until you have raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will call for a motion and second for each agenda item unless it is noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or to make an amendment will also need to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other comment or wish to raise a matter such as a point of order, please use the raised hand function. Okay.
Number one.
Okay, the next thing we have is a public comment. Are there any persons registered for public comment?
There are none.
Okay. You have received the minutes by email, and the chair will entertain a motion for acceptance of the minutes of the last meeting. Let's see. Is that Bob?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I so move.
Yeah, okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Or is there any discussion of the minutes? Seeing none, unless there's any objection, we can assume the minutes are approved by acclamation. Okay, we'll move on to the next order of business here. Let's see. Okay. Are there
Disclosures.
any any disclosures or recusals? Okay, seeing none. Okay, now then, on to the new business items. Now, let me say something here. I'm just a little confused because of all the to-do we had last time on Robert's Rules of Order. I don't know if that still applies, if this applies to this tiny little meeting like this, but it's my understanding, for example, that if we're going to go ahead and talk about new business items or, new business items, that I need to ask you first if you agree that we could talk about new business items. So I'm asking if everybody's in agreement that we deal with new business items. Any disagreement, please raise your hand. Okay, then I guess we'll move on to the new business items. Let's see. Then we're going to talk about, I guess, who's going to be with us in the November meeting.
Yes.
And so we have confirmation from all the people we invited.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there any discussion as to what we want, any instructions we want to give them in terms of what we're particularly interested in, or?
I would say, what is the current situation? Suggestions that of things that we can do as a body. What's the current situation?
SNAP program, which I learned today, which I'm sure you all did too, that is actually only going to be partially funded,
right?
Partially funded until the government opens up again. So I'm sure that's having a tremendous impact on their communities. Yeah. And how are they dealing with that? And how does this, well, of course, SNAP is for the food thing, but I was just thinking, if in terms of people's rent, it may come down. Some people are not going to be able to pay all their rent because they're going to need for food.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was told that the people who have SNAP in the middle of the month, they're spending, people with three kids, et cetera. You're talking like $700 a month for food that they would use on SNAP. And so not being able to, even partial of that. So what I've been telling people is get ahead of it. You need to start asking now and not even expect that you'll get any help, but just keep on asking.
Well, SNAP is probably going to be a couple of weeks and then you'll only get half.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
God save
us. Definitely a predicament given that also government funding is stopped on some of these organizations. The federal funding, for some of them, not all of them. But yeah, just the current situation, how can we as a committee help? If they have like QR codes, a flyer that they'd like us to share, I think that would be kind of cool to have either before or like during their conversation. I think that's like a takeaway that we really never have that when we have guests. They give us their slide deck and stuff, but never like a, like some sort of QR code of something that we can share with our friends and families, either through email mainly or a text message. I don't know, just a suggestion. I just thought just to be more proactive. They might not even know that they could have brought that, but just to say that we welcome that. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, good. That's a good idea. Now, the Hmong, we're only going to hear from the Hmong at this meeting. Yes. And in December, we'll hear from Centro Hispano. Mm-hmm.
December is Fabiola Hamden.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how you said Hamden.
Yeah.
For the immigration office.
Okay.
For Dane County, and I'm assuming it's as a whole.
Okay. Okay, good. Yeah. But I still thought we were in good shape. Yeah.
Yeah, still haven't been able to reach a contact at Central or the The other one, Frontegas.
Voces de la
He
Frontera.
both say no. Yes, with Commissioner Esparza said.
Yeah, they've just been really busy, you know? I saw Karen today, Karen Collier from Central, and they just, they're just extremely busy right now. There's a lawyer, though, who started an immigrant legal fund that we could talk to them if you'd like as well. I mean, I do have they seem a little bit more. But let's see what Fabi has for us, too. Because I think, given that we're already government, Fabi's already government, she's going to, you know what I mean? Feel more obliged to come.
Okay, so we're set to go. Okay, what about the next item to discuss is the community listening session. What happened about the last one?
No, they've changed the name to community information session. And the date of, what was it? October 27th was there, but it takes a minute to get translations done. And the Hmong one didn't come in until maybe that Wednesday or Thursday. And it was going to be that Monday. It just wasn't enough timing to communicate it to the public, you know, for it to be done that quick.
Enough time,
They need some notice. Would you like to share anything, Commissioner Esparza?
That we need to make a decision on the December 11th is actually one of our commission meetings already, and that was purposefully done that way. So, one, we would have commissions and, like, commissioners, and then this whole idea of transparency recording, it's just gonna flow. I mean, we've always had, actually, that's how they were always done, and then we separated them because we were like, I don't know, we thought if having a different day of the week, honestly, it was not because it wasn't anything malicious. It's never been anything malicious. I really, want to emphasize that these meetings were never done in malice. They were always.
So you're saying that the meeting, the commission meeting, would need to be at the library?
Right. Because, yes.
If that's what the body is agreeable to do.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be difficult to have it virtual and then people get to the library at 6 o'clock. And, you know, unless the virtual portion is done at the library as well. You know, like I could be at the library at 5 and then start the listening session at 6, but there's prep between that 5 and 6 for the, information session. So that would be ideal, or a different date altogether. It's just up to the body.
How would you do a virtual thing at the library with a lot of different people?
Well, just the meeting would be virtual, not the information session.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the information session portion.
The way
kind of like what we would have done at the school the day, which has only been one meeting that we've had to cancel of the EEOC because of quorum, was the one where we had it at the school, and the listening, at that time it was called listening session, was right after the meeting. We all had to, you know, stay there until the time of the listening session because it wasn't a quorum. But this particular committee is not one that don't meet because of quorums. We always used to have 11 out of the 13 pretty much every meeting, but now it's because we only have 9 members and 7 have to be there. So, you know, the committee, like I said, it's always met. It wasn't like we don't meet like some of the other commissions.
Well, if we only have 9 members, only 6 have to be there.
It's still 7 the way it's written. Attorney Adriana looked at it, and the quorum is 7. It doesn't give to a number of how many active members are there. So they verified, and it's still 7. It's just the way it's written.
Another weird rule around there. So
Mm-hmm.
the commission meeting would be virtual unless the commission decides it wants to meet in person. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, because it's already set to be virtual.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we
Okay.
would have to vote whether or not it's in person. I say we should do it in person. And yeah, I mean, I think we should just do it in person, start at our usual time, which is what, 5?
Yeah.
And then we just roll right into the informational session.
So they can accommodate the everything there.
Yeah.
I'm
Collaborate.
assuming so. The library seems to be pretty updated. But at that point, the recording would be just from my computer, like if it was something that didn't, but I'm assuming the library has a good setup to make sure the meeting is recorded and we're not planning on recording the information session portion.
We are not.
So
Are you sure we can do that, Angela? Because I thought that was the whole beef before.
there was it, the thing that happened the last time was because it was on a different date, it was not noticed
Properly.
because in my mind, I never did notice the listening sessions. They were already on the existing ones because it was part of the regular
Meetings, yeah.
meeting. So it was posted, it was there. So when it was a was separate, no one told me I needed to post it and make sure it was noted and posted on noticed and posted on the wall.
Okay.
So it was something that was included and I didn't realize when it was not
Right.
that
No,
it was not noticed.
it was
But it
also
was
the
in the
issue.
agendas, you
Yeah.
know, that this
Yeah.
was going to happen, but not that particular session.
Yeah. It was also the issue of confidentiality,
Yeah,
that the
some other
people were
things,
told
yeah.
that they would be confidential and it couldn't be. So, in any event, so
It was
at
any event,
the
we are not going to say it's confidential. No,
no.
it's
And
everything. It's
this time it's different. We're doing resources and stuff. We're not asking
exactly.
people to tell their
Testify,
personal
yeah.
situation. So on November the 20th, the commission needs to decide if it wants to meet in person or virtual on December 11.
Yes, that would
And
be
so
something we need
whatever
to
they
say.
decide, it may be the commission meeting virtual and the other in person or both or whatever. So we'll have to deal with on the agenda on the 20th.
Yes. I may not be able to be there, but please, yeah. I'm gonna still see if I can. My daughter has a concert that day.
You have what?
My daughter has a concert that day.
Oh, okay.
And if I mean, I'll try. I mean, it's like it just depends if you get to that thing at that time. So the motion will be to have it in person or hybrid.
Well, it's actually not hybrid. It'll just be the,
In person, in
yeah,
personal
it'll
virtual.
be the virtual, and then a meeting, a resource meeting will not be videoed. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So wait, we're gonna still meet on the 11th virtually on
If the
December
commission
11th.
decides, if the commission decides.
Okay, but so the motion is for us to have it in person though, right? Or what is going to be that motion?
Well, the commission meeting, the commission will have to decide. So somebody can make the motion there
And then it's a
as
vote.
do we meet virtually or in person? You know, so we'll decide then.
Okay. So
Okay.
if they decide that the meeting will stay virtual, those of us who would be there for the information session would be in a spot together to do the virtual portion and then go into the Community sure. information session.
So say the commission meets at 5 o'clock, and it's usually over 6 or 7, or you know, virtually. It's a and then while, so that's an issue of what time should you tell people that this resource meeting will be held.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like if we're going to do the resource meeting and we have to man the meeting, we have to be there too. So to me, it only makes sense to make the motion that we all meet in person. And if they say no, then we have to switch the informational session to a different month. Because if you're going to say, oh, I don't want to go there because it's cold. Okay. Because I know some of us might say that. And then it's not going to work because I don't want to make it so that Angela has to do some weird hybrid. And then, like,
yeah, hybrid only really works in our county building. And they don't.
Well, we did do it, Angela. If you do remember, we did do it at the UW partnership. We did do a hybrid. No, we did.
That was horrible.
That was horrible. You didn't like it? Okay. So then we don't do it, Angela. No, thank you for telling me that. When I was there, I thought it was like not that bad. But I guess the tech part of it, maybe you were just kind of fumbling and pretending. Yeah.
Yep,
okay.
That was
sounds
my
like that.
First meeting.
Yep. Yep. Okay, cool. Good to know
always
that
a
because
problem.
I didn't know from
yeah,
us, you know,
equipment and stuff. Yeah.
And so that's good. So that's basically what I'm going to do then. If we motion and we say, yes, we'll meet in person, then we do it. If not, then we have to change the informational meeting date again. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I mean, I guess just change it to the spring because there makes no other sense to have it in January. I'm not going to do it in January. I'm not going to do it in February. It'll have to be done in March then.
A hybrid meeting actually runs in person and virtually at the same time.
No, correct. I know that. I know that.
Yeah.
But
and so, IT, it's only certain meetings are supposed to be done that way. And they're typically done at one of the city, even though the library is city-ish, but one of these locations where they have the
equipment,
the microphones and different things. It's just total different screens. It's just totally set up differently for a hybrid than the regular.
And we just want your job to be as easy as possible.
Thank
and
you.
Like I also want it to be easy. Like I think all of us should just meet on the 11th in person, and maybe but if we can't do that, then I mean if there's those of us who are dissenters and saying no, I don't want to do it, then we can't have the informational meeting as well. Because
and then
it makes no sense.
Would be on the agenda for the 20th because it's not the agenda for today, just that there is a tentative date.
We'll deal with that on the 20th. So
that's at the larger meeting, right? The 20th is the larger meeting. Okay.
Yeah. We'll make sure that gets added.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Now then, we finished with that.
Yes.
So the next discussion.
The subcommittee meetings will have to be scheduled. We don't have one scheduled for a subcommittee in number three.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay, let's do a subcommittee meeting schedule then. the 11th. The week of the 24th is holiday weekend. Holiday. I could do the 26th, though. That's a Wednesday right before Thanksgiving.
What about the others?
Right. Yeah, we. I have to send something via email.
Yes, can you send it via email for the 24th or for the 25th? The 25th I can do at 2 p.m. The 24th I'm absolutely open anytime.
Okay.
And then Wednesday could be anytime on the 26th as well.
Because we have time from now before the 20th as well.
Oh, to me, but everything's precedented on that meeting of
that
the 20th.
Date. Okay.
Yeah, it won't make sense for us to meet before then, unless because whatever we discuss could be ixnay on the 20th. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's move on to the next discussion items. And this is the EEOC plan. Now, have they hired somebody?
They are hoping to do so by the end of the year for someone to be added. But this is a, was asked to stay here on a placeholder until someone is hired. So that's why it's still there.
Okay. My question is, who of the commission was on those interviews? Any of us? Bob, were you on there?
I reviewed applications.
You reviewed applications, but did you sit in the interviews?
I did not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody did.
I did never see an answer to your question, Aracela. Did you ever get one?
I was told that somebody did. Somebody from the commission did. But I don't know if it was just Bob reviewing the applications or they weren't very specific about it. So I don't know either.
Yeah, because you had asked about sitting on the interview panel.
Yeah. Yeah, they said that somebody did from the commission. I'm like, well, who? But they didn't say.
Well, Bob, do you think they've had the interview yet?
Oh, yeah. They had the first round.
I'm not going to hazard a guess.
Yeah, I'm not involved in the process at all.
Yeah, I don't think so, but I feel like they have or they're about to.
All right. So
okay.
Number five.
I guess someday they'll tell us, maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay, Bob, any more on the non-discrimination clause?
Yes, indeed. I contacted Alders Harrington McKinney and O'Brien to see if they would sponsor the resolution that I drafted.
Mm.
And I've not presented that to the EOC because it's really a kind of a nothing burger. And I'm sorry to use that expression but I heard it today. It really doesn't mean anything until we have sponsors. So Alder O'Brien and I talked about that and said, well, maybe the better approach would be to invite the chief of police to talk to the EOC about the standard operating procedure that declares or defines one of the conditions for physical arrest is homelessness. Okay, which goes against, of course, our one of our protected classes. So I need to talk to you all about inviting the chief of police to talk to our commission about exactly that. And we could do that maybe next month or the month, let's see, the November meeting or the December meeting. I don't think that it'll be a long meeting or a long discussion, you know, no more than 20 minutes. But it depends on how many questions people have because they probably haven't looked at either the standard operating procedure or the list of protected classes. Sorry, being cynical. But it'd be something that I think that we on the executive committee should schedule for November or December. And I am wanting to wait until we have that discussion with the chief of police or their delegate before we take any action regarding a resolution that is discussed or reviewed at Common Council. There's another avenue which I'm pursuing, and that is to follow up on my complaint to the police department, because you can complain against any member of the police department. There's a formal procedure for doing that. I submitted a complaint, and after 5 weeks, I got no response whatsoever. So I rang up the police chief's office and said, "Hey, I submitted a complaint, and I know you say 60, 90, 30 to 60 days for a response, but hey, it's you're violating Madison General Ordinance here. And are you concerned about that?" So I was transferred to somebody who transferred me to somebody else, and that person is ostensibly working with the city attorney's office to figure out whether the standard operating procedure is indeed in violation of the Equal Opportunities Ordinance. If that is the case, then we should expect the police department to modify their standard operating procedure and to remove homelessness as a justification for physical arrest. And then we don't have to have the meeting with the chief of police. So, we're kind of in limbo right now.
It had seemed, Bob, when I guess Arianna, maybe it was, and then Ford, both seemed to think, well, the ordinance, this inconsistency was meant to be, and that nobody really wanted to change it, about
Well,
the different
okay,
classes.
I do not subscribe to that bullshit. The Equal Opportunities
Yeah, I didn't
Ordinance
either,
is
but
part of
that's
the
what they
Madison
seemed to
General.
say. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I was quite
And,
surprised that they had that position, frankly,
yeah.
because I agree with you. If you're going to have protected ordinance, protected classes, they should be protected across all platforms.
All parts of the city need to adhere to the Equal Opportunities Ordinance. So,
So what are you thinking we should do in November meeting?
what should we do?
I'm back. I'm sorry, guys.
I mean, we could
I'm back.
schedule something for the December meeting. That will give because what our next meeting is November 20th, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that might be too soon for Madison Police to get back to us. So let's give them until December to and see if we can get the chief of police to tell us about why the standard operating procedure does not comply with the Equal Opportunities Ordinance. So we can revisit this on the next executive committee agenda.
Okay, well, good. We'll find someday we'll get that dealt with, Bob, I hope.
Well,
Now then,
whatever.
let's to number
It's not
six.
earth-shattering, or it's not the biggest issue that the city has to deal with, but this is our job. As commissioners, this is our job. So, yeah,
Exactly.
we'll
I
make it
agree
happen.
with you. Okay, in terms of number six, future topics, this thing of inviting some management company to come to discuss the whole management issues, I guess. And so what do we want to do? Our last discussion, we discussed about who would invite and what would be the point. And what would we want them to tell us, or et cetera?
Whom to invite? Good question. I remember I said something at our last executive committee meeting about whom to invite. But yeah, and then there
What
was a
the
discussion.
minutes?
I don't know. I'm not engaged. I'm not
Yeah, I don't.
that involved with that community.
Does anybody
And
have an idea, or exactly what would we want them to talk about? I mean, I think when we started talking about this, we were talking about with all the immigration stuff, where people and how management companies were handling that, and if people had to leave, what happened about their vacancy, their apartments, were they vacant, or exactly what? Now, we haven't had, fortunately, so far, much ICE activity here. But I think we don't know what would happen if we did. But again, I don't know who would be a good property manager to ask about.
In the minutes, we have Commissioner Kleba will contact the Tenant Resource Center to make an inquiry to determine who to invite, and will also reach out to Commonwealth for Management Company contacts.
Oh, the
I
Tenant
am so
Resource
busted.
Center, yeah.
I am so busted.
The Tenant
You
Resource
said you'd
Center would
like
be
more
good.
detail in the minutes. The advice is what are the action items just to include.
Yeah,
So I'm
yeah.
probably adding
I remember
more
now.
to the
Yeah.
minutes than normal, but that particular
Yeah. And I think that we've sort of were talking more about the Tenant Resource Center because they have an overall view of what's going on, and because people come in to get help from them with all sorts of things. So what do you think, Bob, about inviting them in Arizona? What do you think?
I'm sorry to interrupt here, Araceli, but I would like to I'd still like to pursue this because I think that the listening to somebody from the other side, I mean, not that, I mean,
What are
it's
we talking? Okay, inviting who? Inviting a landlord?
a landlord, yeah.
Or a
Oh,
management
yeah.
company? I mean, I don't mind inviting a landlord. I guess here's my thing. It's like, what? I mean, we heard, oh my gosh, we heard that great story about what's going on with the homeless folks. And then immediately after our commission meeting, the Common Council voted against the freaking little, the little store, the little houses, over in Dairy Drive. Well, yeah, what's the point of all this if people's hearts aren't even being changed or motivated? Or so, M. O'Brien voted against that. I was very disappointed in that, and I don't understand. So, if we can get a landlord to say, you know what, I wish Dairy Drive would have been there. I bet you landlords really wish they would have had a Dairy Drive around. And this is not the first time. A lot of times people didn't understand that, but we tried doing this in Breezy Stadium around 2000. Oh, when was it? Quetzal was in five. It had to have been 2002 when we were doing the 10% whatever movement. Like there was a lot of protesting, and people actually went and did the same thing, like what they do in Dairy Drive. They did it at Breezy Stadium. I used to work at county at Exec's county office. If y'all remember, there was the same thing happened at the Dairy Drive. At the at, What was happening in Dairy Drive has happened before, is what I'm trying to say, and this just keeps on going in circles. And so, Bob, yeah, bring me a landlord that wants to solve homelessness, that is offering creative ways. I remember that one guy, he's like, I'm accepting Bitcoin. And although that was odd, you know what, I appreciated somebody finally thinking outside of the box. And that's what we need, are like, is to hear about these innovative ways that landlords are utilizing technology, perhaps, or I don't know, but I
Who is
guess to
using
be
it?
more open. You know who I was thinking of? Ella. Invite. Okay, I'm gonna be specific then. Stonehouse Properties. Ella Apartments. They are all is a conglomerate of women who own those apartments.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and that's not Stonehouse.
No.
That's
Yeah, it's Stonehouse.
New Year.
Is it New Year? Okay. So
Yeah.
whoever owns Ella Apartments, which is a Section 42, I would love to have them. Everyone I talk to always talks about Ella Apartments. They're like, yeah, my
I
income
know
is.
Ann Morrison, one of the partners
Okay,
personally.
perfect.
I'd be
Why don't you
happy to
bring
contact
them?
them.
Bring them. I've
Yeah.
heard them that they're being very innovative. It is the Ella
Well,
Apartments people.
Section 42 is a tax. Tax status, and it's a
Melanie,
very long involved process to get that status, and you have to also have an investor in it too. So, I mean, it's done, and there's some other projects around here that have been done. I did the first Section 42 one here, and it's a complicated thing.
it is. It
So
is,
you
but they
have to
must
go.
walk people through it, because then the bottom parts of their building have businesses led by Black folks in the community. They
Oh,
have
yes.
Mentoring Positives, they have a hairdresser in there, they got some businesses. So I feel like out of everyone around, like they're the ones who are actually walking the talk.
Well, I think it's because I mean it's a legal process that has to occur, and it's also, it's not simple. So I think that's why there aren't more doing it, just because it is not a simple thing to do. So, but I think certainly to know more about it and how it's running and how their investor is and so forth and so on, but. Why did they tear down the little houses on Dairy Drive?
They didn't get enough common council money or whatever. I don't know. Everybody thought it was about that one girl that's always involved
So
in the
what happened to
homeless.
the structures?
I don't know. I think they get turned down.
They
I don't
were,
know.
yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that's not really on the agenda, but
True, it's not. I mean, all I'm saying is that let's just. And we don't need to talk about it, guys. I'm just saying, for example, if we're gonna really talk about to a landlord, I want to talk to somebody like the people from Ella. I want it to be innovative. I do, because more, I when we talk about it from the provider perspective, I'm like, it doesn't even change anybody's hearts. It just feels like we talk to the providers, and it's like they're just telling us the facts of what they do. But I don't see the solutions, if that makes sense. And at least if I talk to a landlord, it feels like they're doing the solutions. They're brokering these deals. They're figuring it out. Some because not everybody's homeless. I mean, I don't, and maybe Section 42 and Section 8 need to, there has to be more Section 8 done.
Well, it's
Maybe.
not a matter of done. It's a matter of the certificates.
Yeah,
Section
that's
eight
not.
is a Section eight is a certificate from HUD.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So you
Section
could
eight is
apply,
not.
A
landlord can apply it anywhere if they want to.
And Section eight is not necessarily does not subsidize new development.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good to
Yeah.
know. I didn't know that part.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no, it's two totally different things. Well, I'm understanding we cannot decide if there's somebody we want to invite. I mean, we look at November meeting. We've got the Hmong presentation,
Yes.
and we've got other things that we're going to be doing December also. But unless there's somebody that, like, I think, for example, the Tenant Resource Center, if we wanted an update on what's happening about housing in the community, they would be the ones to know more, in terms of people needing housing, et cetera. But
And
I
they were
didn't.
not available November or December. And depending on the date of the January meeting, they may or may not. They had a conflict. So I have to, so next agenda two, we'll need to look at the dates for the next meetings for year 2026.
Oh, okay. Well, but there's something else we need to deal with too. Let me speak to is we're going to have to do the election of officers. Now, nobody told us, but we've been doing this wrong, and this is what just has so irritated me about this whole situation, that nobody says anything until something's wrong, and then they complain that you didn't know because nobody told you. But anyway, what I have learned is that we cannot vote by email. And, in the past, what we've done is send out the ballot and then people respond, well, that's apparently been illegal and just a horrible, horrible transgression here. So, what I would like to do, if anybody doesn't object, is at the December meeting, have the ballot prepared and people vote at the December meeting. And then the new people take over in January. Now we also have to vote unless by we have to vote by show of hands unless somebody asks for it to be written, and I'm going to ask because that is just silly to me. Adults, you go around raising your hand. Are you for this? Or it would also be, people can add other names if they want. And so it's just the whole thing, it just didn't make sense. But in any event, Everything's just not been done like it's supposed to be. But the fact is, nobody, of course, ever told us how it's supposed to be. So, in any event, that should be on the December agenda, would be the
On the
election of
November
officers.
agenda, so it could be put on the December.
Yeah, in
We
December,
need to add
yeah.
it for November 20th
Yeah.
agenda, so it could be added for December.
Yeah. Okay. Now then, is there anything else in that I understand from the discussion we've not decided to invite anybody to talk about housing? Is that right? Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we have enough anyway. Is there any other thing we need to put on the agenda?
For
Okay,
the
then, and that
actual.
Angela sent out the proposed agenda for the meeting, which we also got here. We see it, we're seeing it here. She's showing to us.
Yes. So
So it
there
looks.
is three things to add. Definitely two things to add. At the meeting dates for 2026, add elections of officers. And then add conversation about the December 11 meeting being virtual or in person.
Yeah, exactly. Where,
So
how?
that's three things to add.
Yeah. Okay.
So here's
Is
the
there any other?
speakers. There's a draft document for recruitment that would be at the next meeting. I sent that to today, I believe.
Yeah. No, you did. Thank you.
And then there's the community information session that's proposed.
Yeah, and then we'll
The
put the ordinance thing will be moved to December. Yeah.
can I make a suggestion about something else for December? What about we were going to celebrate Miss Rainey?
Celebrate what?
We were going to
Yeah.
celebrate Miss Rainey. And what's his name? The other guy. I forget his name. I'm sorry.
Was Zach's was not, he
Yeah.
had not completed 10 years. There's a
Well,
difference in the date that he thought and they had, but Commissioner
so is he
Corinda
part of still of our
Rainey
commission then?
Moore has completed 10 years. He's
So
still part of the commission right now, but he did not make 10 years.
okay.
That's, so
But
she's
he's,
the only one for 10 years. The
well, I
way they
still feel
had it.
like Corinda survived like racial bombing and discrimination during the pandemic. I mean, I feel like we, at least should give her like a certification or like a little certificate of appreciation from this body, and maybe just like at the very least mail it to her, or during our list, our informational session, we can properly give it to her in person, and like I don't know, I'll put in money for something, like maybe a bracelet or something, I don't know, or perfume, I have no idea.
Well, I remember Brian, of course, had talked about, sort of like a little social get together or something. But, I don't know. It doesn't. Since I've been on the commission, nothing's ever been done about anything, frankly. And there's never been any money for anything, which brings up the whole thing at the listening session at the library or the information session. In the past, I guess the committee has provided the food. Is that correct?
Well, no, that was all done by Dina. Dina did it, yeah.
It doesn't make sense, and I'm just curious if this, Angela, do you know if there's any budget at all for this commission?
I brought it to their attention, but they did not give me whether or not there was an amount or not, but I did let them know that it would possibly be an ask for it. But I have not received, like, yes, we'll have this, if this amount or not. So I just put
Well,
on there that it
that
would
doesn't
be a
seem
possible
reasonable to
request.
me that
Yes.
people, just because they're willing to serve on a committee, have to pay for refreshments and things like that. It's probably not going to send any of them into bankruptcy, but that's not a, it's a fairness issue. And when we had the anniversary celebration last year, we were told at that time that there was no money
for anything. And so we actually, as you remember, Air Sally,
Yes.
we were talking about how to get this done and that done. And then we showed up on the day and there was all this food and stuff. So
Yeah, that was
I
kind
don't
of
know.
weird. It was weird, and we've been told by friggin' Miss, I love him. I know. I'm
What?
sorry. When I say Michael Haas, I do like him. But what I was trying to say was like by Michael Haas, he said that we couldn't even fundraise for ourselves, right? Like we
May I
can't.
interrupt just
Sure.
for a second? A person just signed on the watch list at 5:55, which is after the meeting has started. The person is now waiting in the waiting room. Should I admit this person?
Yes.
For public comment, yeah.
No public comment watching.
Yeah.
Just
Yes.
the watch list. All
Yes,
right,
of
I am
course.
admitting.
What?
Yeah. No need to ask us. This
Okay.
is a public meeting.
All right.
Okay,
It's waiting.
so
I just wanted to.
yeah.
yeah.
Well, who are they?
Judy and
Oh,
Mary.
Judy
No,
McNeil.
it's a public meeting. We don't need to know that.
Well, it's
All
just
right.
her name's on there, actually, Bob. So.
Did they wish to speak?
No, it's just a meeting watch list.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
thank you for joining,
Yeah.
Judy McNeil.
Okay, we were discussing this thing about budget. So no one got back to you, Angela, about a budget or and to
No,
your knowledge, there's not one. Yeah.
I can bring it up again.
Yeah.
Okay, we are now. This we're still looking at the draft. So at this
Yeah.
point, the appeals committee meeting will still be November 20th at 4.
Yeah.
There was no request to make it earlier. And then we plan to have Alder report if they have something, and then if the ELD manager report.
And will Ariana give a report? Do you know?
November 20. She should be back in town, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
Okay.
that's
Is
one
there
of the
any?
standing
Yeah.
things that's been on there. And so yeah.
Okay. Is there any further business to come before this body today, Ercella?
Well, just about the budget. Like, can the manager or the
Yeah, I would ask that and see if, she would either let me know or contact, someone from the
well, would
subcommittee.
Norm know? Would Norm know?
Norm, we should know.
Possibly,
No.
but again, it's not on the agenda that way. But, I can certainly bring that up again and see if they would, how they would respond, because they don't. Not at all involved in anything like that. So I would just bring it up again.
Okay. All
Okay.
right. Anything else anybody needs to bring up or discuss? Okay, seeing none, the chair will entertain a motion for adjournment.
I motion for adjournment.
Is there a
I
second?
second.
It's moved to the second that we adjourn. Unless anybody objects, I'll consider this a unanimous decision and we are adjourned. Thank you very much for your time and we'll see you
Thank
on
you,
the 20th.
Commissioner Remy.
Left panel window.
What? Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.